Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following the latest out of Austin, where police are speaking out about how they were able to break a 30-year-old cold case that haunted the city. KRLD's Chris Fox has the update to the yogurt shop murders.
Austin Police Detective Dan Jackson took over the cold case in 2022, resubmitting to databases ballistic evidence from a spent shell casing and trace DNA from under one of the victim's fingernails. On August 22nd, the newly submitted DNA got a hit.
And it was from a sexual assault and murder from 1990 out of Greenville, South Carolina. This was the profile that they had, Robert Eugene Brashers. He is a perfect 27-for-27 match.
A serial rapist and murderer who took his own life in 1999. The families of the victims spoke. Barbara Wilson is the mother of Jennifer and Sarah Harbison.
But I really just came to say thank you for the Austin Police Department and all the love and support that you have given us over these 34 years.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Call or text KRLD on the K-Post Roofing text line at 945-766-1080.
35E still shut down coming in from Denton County, Lake Dallas area specifically. We'll tell you the details at 508.
Clouds on the increase across North Texas. I'm NBC5 meteorologist Kevin Smith. What's happening? I'll let you know.
I'm Eric Bushman. The EEOC sues Fort Worth-based American Airlines. We'll explain why they think an employee's civil rights was violated.
Welcome into the KRLD Afternoon News. I'm David Rankin. That's Kristen Diaz. We're live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Mesquite police arrest a man that they say killed his own child.
Police say their officers and fire department personnel were both called to a home on Northwest Drive earlier this month because a small child was unconscious and not breathing. They gave first aid to the child, and the Mesquite Fire Department took the infant to the hospital, but the child died several days later. Police say the child had several injuries, and that prompted them to launch an investigation. The child's father, 22-year-old Jordan Greer, has been arrested on charges of injury to a child and capital murder of a person under 10 years old. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police in Benbrook need your help finding the person who killed a father of five and then drove off.
It happened last Saturday at around 1 in the morning on Southwest Boulevard. Police say 62-year-old Walter Brown ran out of gas and pulled over on the shoulder and got out of the car. That's when they said a red Chevy Silverado truck struck Brown and then sped off. Brown was found in the middle of the road by police. He was rushed to the hospital but died of his injuries. Police say the truck was a 2007 to 2013 model Silverado and is missing a right inner wheel well. Anyone with information on the suspect or the vehicle is urged to call police. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
EEOC files a lawsuit against American Airlines. They claim disability discrimination.
The lawsuit claims a Fort Worth-based airline violated federal law after refusing to provide a reasonable accommodation for a blind reservations representative and then fired her. They say the employee developed cortical blindness and requested screen reader software to convert text to synthesized speech and also asked to be transferred. They claim the person was put on nearly 4 years of unpaid leave and was then fired. The EEOC says screen reader software has long been available and used successfully in various workplaces. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
American Airlines Airlines isn't talking. Last week, we told you about how Starbucks is closing around 1% of its company-owned stores by the end of the fiscal year. The fiscal year ends tomorrow. Report says that this time, the Starbucks website IDs 17 stores that closed or will close before tomorrow. 10 of them are in the Houston area. There are 3 in Dallas. These are the ones of the 17 in Texas. Those are the locations, Victory Park Lane, one on Greenville Avenue, and one on Mockingbird.
2 out of those 3 I frequent often. Apparently not enough. Reaction continues to come in this afternoon on last night's crazy Cowboys game. The Cowboys and the Packers ending in a 40-40 tie. Those of you who watched it, I ain't got to tell you. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with 105.3 The Fan says even players didn't even really know how to act.
I don't even know how to feel after a game like that. But most of them were very down. Everybody, Jerry especially, looked like we lost. Brian Schottenheimer looked like they had lost.
I'm like, can we get a rematch? Can we do something?
let the OT. Let's go to double OT if
right,
we need to.
Absolutely.
How about sudden death? First one to score. Yeah, that's what they call it in the other sports.
Yeah.
Sudden death.
Cowboys are 1-2 and 1 on the season.
Next yeah, up, 1 win, 2 losses, 1 tie.
Yep. Next up on a trip to New York to take on the Jets.
Right now, though, we're going to check in with Zach Wolchuk. 105.3 The Fan, talking about that Cowboys tie last night, 40-40. Zach, thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes with us here. You know, if you'd told me after the Packers got those first 2 touchdowns, you'd said, Mike, you're not going to get the win, but how does a tie sound? I would have taken it.
Yeah, especially at the beginning.
Is it a good tie or a bad tie?
Man, it's so weird. I guess it's a good tie because, to your point, that looked like it was going to be ugly. It was almost like a replay of the 2023 playoff game all over again. But, you know, I think overall you'll take that tie. I went into it thinking they were probably going to lose that game. I did not give them much of a chance. Offensively, they were fantastic. They probably could have won that game. But, man, the defense, they got some major issues, but it is such a weird feeling. It's the first time since Thanksgiving of 1969 that the Cowboys have tied a football game. And it's bizarre. You don't really know how to feel after that.
You know, I looked at the offense, and I'm like, CeeDee Lamb is not in the game, and they still score 40? I mean, you got to be pretty impressed by the way that Dak Prescott is playing right now.
Absolutely. I mean, Dak is he's playing at MVP level. He really is. And I know, you know, a lot of fans have kind of made their mind up on Dak, and maybe that's an eye roll, but 3 out of the 4 games, I mean, he's giving you a chance to win. He's having to be perfect with how bad this defense is. 31 of 40, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns, runs for another one. I mean, he's seeing the field well. He's in total command at the line of scrimmage, checking out of plays. They're running the football much better. And they had 2 backup offensive linemen. You're down your center. You're down your right guard. Your starting left tackle leaves with a concussion in the fourth quarter. So a backup, Nate Thomas, comes in. And that Packers defensive line, I mean, the first 2 games of the season, the Packers looked like they could be the best defense in the NFL. So for what Dak did yet last night was phenomenal. And unfortunately, he's going to have to be like Joe Burrow was last year for Cincinnati. Because this is a team that's going to have to put up 40 points every single week if you want to win, unless something drastically changes with this defense. But it's hard to project that's going to happen anytime soon.
All right, well, let's talk about the defense because we have to. Once again, it was not pretty. People keep saying, well, you know, it's a new system. It's just going to take them a while to adjust. Well, the season's 1 quarter over.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I on the postgame show last night was trying to give a little bit of grace to Matt Eberflus, because what you said is true. It's the third defensive coordinator in 3 years. It is going to take a little bit of time to install your defense. I think it's a personnel problem more than anything. Look, Eberflus might end up, you go through the season, things don't work out, maybe they make a change there. But your linebacking play is terrible right now. You had 14 missed tackles last night, and they could not get off the field on third down. 10 of 14 Green Bay was on third down. It was horrible. And right now you got Bland and Diggs. They're both coming off of injuries. They're shelling themselves right now. They traded for Tyer Elam. I think you're seeing why Buffalo said, you know what, this just isn't working out. We're going to punt on a former first-round pick. he's struggling. The safety plays rough. Malik Hooker goes out with a toe injury. I mean, you just have every single level massive question marks. And will they get some players back later in the season? Yeah, I mean, DeMarvin Overshown will come back. Their rookie corner, Savone Revel. I don't know what expectations you can really have on him. If he's great, awesome. But I think it's hard to expect a third-round rookie coming off an ACL is going to solve all your problems in the secondary. But this is a big problem, boys. And I think it's going to take a while and probably a really good draft class on the defensive side of the ball to really fix this.
Were you surprised that the Cowboys were able to move the ball as easily? I mean, I don't know easily, but they 40 against the Green Bay Packers, which is a pretty good defense.
Yeah, I was. I really was. I was super impressed with the way they were able to block Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness. I mean, Green Bay's got a really talented front. And if you look at just the second half alone, I mean, the Cowboys, touchdown, 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 field goal. They had tremendous success moving the football up and down the field, and they were also pretty darn good when it came to extending drives. So I think if you're looking for optimism, the way they went out there and played, the way Dak's playing, the offensive line being able to overcome injuries, which I don't think we've always been able to see, George Pickens stepping up and playing phenomenally well, there are a lot of bright things to take from the offensive performance. And Javonte Williams is a stud. I'd love to see them finally activate Jaden Blue, their rookie running back out of Texas, because I do think they just need a little bit of explosiveness out of the backfield, and they're lacking that right now. But the offense was brilliant.
I'm going to put you on the spot here because you mentioned this. The last tie game the Cowboys played was Thanksgiving Day of 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who they played?
San Francisco 49ers.
It was the 49ers. And who started at quarterback for the Cowboys that day?
Oh, that's a phenomenal question. I'm going to guess Danby Don Meredith, but I could be wrong on that.
I thought it was, too, but I got it mixed up. He had retired that previous offseason. It was Craig Morton, number 14.
Wow.
Craig Morton with a partially separated shoulder. He went out and got the tie against the 49ers.
Amazing.
All right. Hey, Zach, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. Anything we can bring you from the fair?
Hey, I mean, everything you guys were describing sounds fantastic. Those sliders must be delightful. I'm going to have to come on out and visit you here soon.
Check it out, man. Absolutely. Appreciate the time. Zach Wolchek, Cowboys pre- and post-game host on 105.3 The Fan. He's with us. Cowboys next up. They got the Jets. They're going to New York to play the Jets.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.